Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, right now is your opportunity to spice up your date night. How about tickets, free tickets, two of them, to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra? They're bringing their 2025 winter tour to Bon Secours Wellness Arena on Friday, December 12th. So there's going to be two shows. That's it, 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale for the Ghost of Christmas Eve. It's the best of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Crash and I go to this every single year, Lee. We absolutely love it. It's our mom and me thing we do every year, and we go out to dinner first. So he's already bugging me. Starts around August to get the tickets. But you can win them right now by calling 800-905-0989. First caller gets the two tickets. Everybody else can break down and buy them. Again, there. That's the Bon Secours Wellness Arena, Trans-Siberian Orchestra 2025 Winter Tour. Just one day, December 12th, with shows at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. So good luck to those of you trying to win those tickets. Okay. A really incredible, almost prophetic segment from Charlie Kirk's show, Lee. As people like Caitlin Collins in the left try to pretend there's no way we can know how any of this happened. We are so confused. Must have been just a very mentally unwell young man. Charlie Kirk weighing in personally as best he can from beyond the grave almost here. This is a segment of his show in the last 6 months.
My fear, Senator, and I hope I'm wrong, and let's stay in prayer that I'm wrong, that someone is going to get shot the same way that Steve Scalise got shot and, God forbid, killed. The left is creating a pressure cooker with so many of their rank and file paramilitary troops that very well might result in one of us getting shot or killed. God forbid that happens. We're getting death threats every single day here on the Charlie Kirk Show.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's almost as if he could have said it this week. I mean, that is... You know, just and he's talking about the leftist paramilitary groups. There's, he's literally ends up being killed by a guy using an Antifa slogan, a reference to Bella Chow, which has gotten less attention. Yeah. But the leader of Antifa in L.A. has a production company called Bella Chow, and it is a very common hashtag used on Antifa tweets, Antifa websites. And it is a socialist, guerrilla warfare, basically uprising kind of slogan.
Also, I'm learning, listening into, looking into this and hearing from various other sources, there is a growing armed leftist, dare I say the word militia, although they're not necessarily organized like that, but there are groups that are leftists that are arming themselves that, identify with, left-leaning ideologies. That are arming themselves and training them how to use weapons in order to do things just like this.
Yeah.
Several groups.
Yeah, and coming up on the show, they are very specifically targeting border agents and ICE. It is a very dangerous time to be a border agent. They've already killed one this year, Antifa-linked transgender group, and tried to kill two others. One police officer protecting a border facility in Alvarez was shot up. It's not really known. That was covered pretty heavily at the time. But what was not covered as heavily is the follow-up that it ended up being a trans Antifa paramilitary group that had, as you just said, and as he said, been training.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, on this whole very fake censorship scandal,
Yeah.
The left screaming bloody murder that they are being censored. And of course, now they're telling us they're living through a dictatorial regime and stuff. You know what's crazy about this? Every single time they talk about this, no matter who, what talking head they throw up on liberal television, cable television, they never mention that less than 3 years ago, their networks were openly advocating for censorship mm-hmm. of the right.
Right.
Openly advocating. I've got clip after clip after clip after clip. If I'm in the mood, I'll play them. I don't know. I've got them loaded. I don't like listening to their voices. But yeah. This was so mainstream. I mean, Hillary Clinton was giving interviews all over the place. Time to censor. It's time to go ahead and put people in prison on the right who say untrue things that Russia would like. Oh, and she means, let me translate, true things about Democrats. This was where they were. I mean, do you know what happened this week, by the way? This is incredible, the rewriting of the history. Remember the censorship committee that was supposed to be led by Nina Jankowicz?
Oh, yeah.
Chief censor?
Yeah.
And remember, Fox News went nuts over this, to their credit, and really covered this and really exposed her to the point where they had to let her go, right? Well, you know, she sued Fox News for libel and defamation, saying, no, I wasn't going to be the chief censor. I wasn't going to censor right-wingers. How'd that suit end? Well, it ended this week. With a victory by Fox. Mm-hmm. You know how you win a libel and defamation suit? You prove you were right.
Yeah.
Gets dismissed.
Yes.
Gets thrown out. Judge threw it out. Why? Fox proved it was fact. So literally this week, as we have a judge ruling against Nina Jankowicz and the disinformation censorship complex, in other words, acknowledging the left did do this. She was going to be the chief censor of us. And the libel suit for millions of dollars against Fox dismissed. The Democrats are screaming bloody murder that they are in danger of being victims of censorship because a private company got rid of a guy who, Lee, I'm looking at these ratings right now. Okay, I live in this world. You live in this. We mm-hmm. all live in this world, okay? Yeah. If this happened to me, ratings-wise, we would be in very, very serious conversations. Yeah. And I probably wouldn't be sitting here this morning. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jimmy Kimmel was hemorrhaging viewers. Nielsen data showed sharp summer declines and a year-long slide that leaves him trailing late-night rivals like Fox News' Greg Gutfeld and CBS programming late at night. Yeah. According to monthly Nielsen figures, Jimmy Kimmel Live dropped to just 1.1 million total viewers in August. That's down 43%. From January's 1.95 million. He goes from almost 2 million in January to 1.1 million viewers in August. 45% slide.
Yeah.
You know how it works here. You know how radio is. If I had a slide like that, if any of us on this show or on the station had a slide like that, we'd be in meetings all the time with the management and maybe not even on the air anymore.
Right. Because you're not able to get ad rates, which, get you profitable. Listen, there was discussions for quite some time about all these late night programs that have gotten all political, not because they're getting political, but it's because people are not watching. Viewership habits are changing. The whole media landscape has changed. And the late night television, these, talk show hosts on network television, they're not attracting audiences anymore.
No.
The audiences are leaving. They're not there. So there has been talk for quite some time about the longevity of things like Colbert before he was let go over the fact that he just wasn't producing the results. And then this with him, I honestly think this is something that was in the works to begin with, because how often do you see someone in the network like that? What he said was bad. It was hurtful. It was harmful. But that's not anything worse than a lot of things that have been said by a lot of other hosts that have still got jobs.
No, it's not.
And I, like I said, I think this was something that was already in the works, and they're like, okay, we're done.
And here's the problem, okay? Just a major problem that Jimmy Kimmel has. If you go online, my family, we love, one of the things we love is to sit and watch a really good comedian. We've been doing that a lot lately. And if you look at the size of the audience, we love Gabriel Iglesias. He's Mexican, he's clean, which is why we can watch him as a family, and he is hilarious. Okay, Jimmy Kimmel, 1.1 million viewers in a month. How many subs, how many subscribers does Gabriel Iglesias have on Twitter? 8 million. What does one video by him do? Yeah, bad one. A Country Full of Daves, that's hilarious, by the way. 8 million views. 8 million views? 8 million views. How about this one? This is one of his funniest. Oh my gosh, if you haven't seen this. Fluffy goes to India. Oh my gosh, I had tears running down my face. How many views he get? 69 million. Well, why was Jimmy Kimmel even on the TV? Put Gabriel Iglesias on. He's kicking your butt on YouTube. See the problem there? I mean, this doesn't even make sense. I mean, the views here are, I mean, you can't continue with an audience where you lose 45% of your audience in less than a year, and people on YouTube are kicking your rear end and think you're going to have a career. I mean, you're just not. Meanwhile, we're going to get into this coming up. Chuck Schumer, who called for the censorship of the right on CNN, because, you know, as you know, we're domestic terrorists, right?
That's what Chuck says.
Right. Was on CNN screaming about the brutality of the censorship of Jimmy Kimmel, who can't get but a seventh of what Gabriel Iglesias does a month on YouTube, but somehow thinks he has the right to make tens of millions of dollars a year. Lee, this is just basic market economics right here. And when you, in addition to losing 45% of your audience, if you're constantly poking the management in the eye, like by mocking a guy in an entire side of a country who has just been assassinated, like you maybe get to do that if you're getting the numbers that comedians, Nate Bargatze is another one, are getting online, then maybe you can survive it. But you can't lose 45% of your audience and think you can get away with that. That's just basic capitalism.
Well, and the charges of censorship, just, it's not really true censorship, because what you had happening was that you had two of the major consumers of the product by ABC, the network affiliates, who were their customers, said, we don't like this and we don't want it anymore. Now, censorship would be the management of ABC telling Charlie Kimmel what he can say, but they didn't. And quite honestly, you had two of the largest consumers of their product, the ABC affiliates, the groups owned by Nexstar and Sinclair, said, "We don't want this, and we're not going to air it." So it's the marketplace speaking. If the viewers of Nexstar and Sinclair were demanding that Kimmel still be on, probably still be on. But
they're
that's not the case.
It's just not.
Yeah. So this is the marketplace.
Yeah, it's the marketplace.
You know.
But we're going to go back down memory lane here. And again, for the Democrats not to acknowledge, as they're screaming about how they are the victims of the so-called dictatorship. So for them not to notice that the leadership was literally on these same stations advocating for the censorship of us by the government less than 3 years ago. And to pretend that never happened. There's so much pretend here.
Yeah.
Like I told my daughter, all this pretend keeps me employed, so I guess it's good.
I mean, if pretending keeps you in a real job.
Well, you know, I'm really concerned here, because if these networks have to start telling the truth, what will we do, Lee? Oh, we'll have to get real jobs.
Yeah.
That would be awful.
Yeah, manual labor.
I know.
I don't get along well with that.
I don't either.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.